Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Forgotten. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. The Forgotten. Chapter 1, The Unveiling. The rain fell in heavy sheets against the city's streets, an endless rhythm that mirrored Detective Riley Pierce's racing thoughts. Sitting in the dimly lit conference room of the cold case unit, Riley stared at the black and white photograph pinned to the evidence board. The face of a lifeless young woman stared back at her, a haunting reminder of an unsolved tragedy. The caption below read, Jane Doe 1993. Ready to make history, Pierce? Called a voice behind her. Riley turned to see Dr. Marcus Adler, a forensic anthropologist with a sharp mind and a penchant for flair. He entered the room holding a sealed envelope, his smile barely masking the excitement beneath. You've got something? Riley asked, her voice steady despite her rising curiosity. Not just something, Adler replied, placing the envelope on the table and sliding it toward her. This is everything. Riley opened it carefully, pulling out the DNA results that Adler had promised weeks ago. Advanced technology and a newly discovered hair strand from the original crime scene had finally cracked the one detail that had eluded investigators for decades, the identity of Jane Doe. She scanned the document, her breath hitching when she saw the name. Madeline Greer. The name alone was enough to send a ripple through her mind. Madeline had been a household name in the early 90s. A wealthy socialite from an influential family, her every move chronicled by tabloids. She had been the darling of high society, her beauty and charm captivating everyone around her. That was until her sudden disappearance amidst a scandal that rocked her family to its core. The media had spun a narrative that she had fled overseas to escape the fallout. But now Riley knew the truth. Madeline Greer hadn't run away. She had been murdered. The room buzzed with whispers as the news spread among the team. Investigators hurried to gather old files and newspaper clippings, reviving a story long buried in the archives. Riley stayed rooted in her chair, piecing together the gravity of the revelation. The door creaked open and Captain Liam Kane entered, his weathered face etched with curiosity. Pierce, what's the commotion? Riley handed him the document. Jane Doe isn't Jane Doe. Her name was Madeline Greer. Kane's eyebrows shot up. The Madeline Greer? The Greer family fortune, the scandals. That Madeline? The same, Riley confirmed. Kane whistled low. This just turned into a media circus waiting to happen. You know what this means, right? It means we might finally have a chance to solve this, Riley said firmly. But it also means pulling apart one of the most powerful families in the city. This isn't just a murder case, it's a political minefield. Hours later, Riley sat in front of her laptop, scrolling through archived footage of Madeline's life. Videos of her at gala events, smiling in designer gowns, painted the image of a woman who had it all. Yet beneath the glitz, there was something in her eyes, something guarded, almost distant. One clip caught her attention. It was an interview Madeline had given months before her disappearance. The reporter had asked her a question about family loyalty. Madeline's response was unsettling. Family is complicated, she had said, her voice measured. Sometimes the ones who are supposed to protect you are the ones you have to fear the most. Riley replayed the clip, the weight of those words sinking in. The next morning, Riley stood outside the Greer estate, its towering gates as imposing as the secrets they concealed. She had arranged a meeting with Evelyn Greer, Madeline's younger sister and now the matriarch of the family. As the gates creaked open, Riley couldn't shake the feeling that she was stepping into enemy territory. The house was a fortress of wealth and power, but its opulence felt cold and hollow. Evelyn greeted her in the grand foyer, her sharp eyes assessing Riley with the precision of a hawk. You've reopened my sister's case, Evelyn said, skipping pleasantries. Yes, Riley replied. We've identified Jane Doe as Madeline. I need to ask some questions about her final days. Evelyn's face remained unreadable, but her posture stiffened. I thought this was all behind us. Clearly it wasn't, Riley said, holding Evelyn's gaze. Evelyn's lips twitched almost imperceptibly. Ask your questions, detective. But I warn you, digging into the past doesn't always bring closure. Sometimes it brings chaos. As Riley began her line of questioning, she couldn't shake the feeling that Evelyn knew more than she let on. And as the interview unfolded, it became clear. The Greer family had buried more than just their daughter. They had buried the truth. Chapter 2. A Life of Lies. The Greer estate was a labyrinth of secrets. Riley could feel it in every room, every polished surface that reflected a distorted image of the family's perfect facade. She had spent hours questioning Evelyn Greer, who masterfully deflected every inquiry with an air of practiced grace. She was troubled, Evelyn had said of Madeline, her voice cold but composed. Always drawn to the wrong people, the wrong choices, Riley knew there was more. Evelyn's answers were rehearsed, her tone laced with just enough sorrow to seem genuine. But the truth was buried beneath layers of deceit, and Riley intended to uncover it. Flashback. 1993. Madeline Greer's life was a gilded cage. At 28, she was the epitome of elegance, her every move scrutinized by the media. But behind the diamond necklaces and designer gowns, she lived in a world suffused with betrayal and manipulation. Her father, Richard Greer, was a formidable figure, a self-made billionaire who demanded perfection from his daughters. Evelyn had risen to the challenge, taking her place as the family's heir apparent. But Madeline had always been the wild card, her free spirit clashing with her father's rigid expectations. The scandal that rocked the Greer family began with whispers at a charity gala. Madeline had been spotted with a man who wasn't her fiancé, a man with a reputation for scandal of his own. His name was Victor Langston, a charming but notorious businessman with ties to underground dealings. Richard had been furious. "You've humiliated this family," he had roared, his face red with rage. "Do you have any idea what this will cost us? It's my life." Madeline had shot back, her voice trembling but defiant. "I'm not a puppet you can control." But in the Greer household, defiance came at a price. Present day. Riley pieced together the fragments of Madeline's life as she combed through old interviews, photos, and newspaper articles. The scandal with Victor Langston had dominated headlines for months, only to be overshadowed by her sudden disappearance. Victor had been questioned at the time but denied any involvement. His alibi had checked out and the case had gone cold. But something about him didn't sit right with Riley. She pulled up a grainy photo of Victor and Madeline, taken at the infamous gala. His hand rested possessively on her waist, his smile confident and predatory. Riley scribbled his name in her notebook. A new lead. Later that afternoon, Riley met with Dr. Marcus Adler to discuss the forensic evidence. Adler greeted her with his usual smirk, though his tone turned serious as he laid out the findings. "We ran a full analysis of the hair strand and other trace evidence from the crime scene," Adler began. "There's something you need to see." He handed her a tablet displaying microscopic images of a gold fiber embedded in the hair. "What is this?" Riley asked. "Gold thread," Adler explained. "It's from a fabric. Not just any fabric, but a high-end textile used in luxury clothing. The kind that costs more than my car." Riley frowned. "So, whoever was with Madeline that night had money?" "Exactly," Adler said. "And there's more. We found traces of a chemical compound often used in leather tanning. It's rare, but it matches a custom-made leather glove we found in the original evidence files." Riley's mind raced. The glove had been dismissed as a random item at the time, but now it could be a key piece of evidence. Revisiting the past, Riley decided to track down Victor Langston. He had faded from public view over the years, but a few calls led her to an upscale bar in the heart of the city. Victor was older now, his once chiseled features softened by time. But his eyes still held the same predatory glint. "Detective Pierce," he said smoothly as she approached. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" "Madeline Greer," Riley said bluntly, watching his reaction. Victor's smile faltered for a fraction of a second before he recovered. "I haven't heard that name in years. What's this about?" "She didn't run away," Riley said. "She was murdered. And I think you know more than you're letting on." Victor leaned back, his expression unreadable. "Madeline was complicated. Beautiful but volatile. She had a way of drawing people in, then pushing them away." "Sounds like you knew her well," Riley said, her voice sharp. Victor chuckled. "I was one of many, detective. But if you're looking for someone to blame, I'd start with her family. The Greers were always better at burying problems than solving them, A chilling revelation. As Riley left the bar, her phone buzzed. It was Adler. "I found something else," he said, his voice tense. "The autopsy report from Jane Doe. There's evidence of blunt force trauma, consistent with a struggle. But here's the kicker. The pattern matches the shape of a leather glove." Riley froze. "The glove. Are you saying the killer was wearing that glove when they struck her?" "Exactly," Adler said. "And I think we both know who owned it." Riley's thoughts raced. The evidence was pointing toward a shocking possibility, one that could unravel the entire case. The Greer family had more to hide than Riley had imagined. And someone was willing to kill to keep those secrets buried. Chapter 3: Shadows of the Past. Detective Riley Pierce stood in the evidence room, staring at the dusty box labeled case #1993-042, Jane Doe. The glove. It was still here, carefully preserved and forgotten like so many other details of this case. Riley donned gloves and pulled out the evidence bag, holding the smooth leather in her hands. The golden stitching glinted under the fluorescent light, a luxury item that screamed wealth and exclusivity. "Who owned you?" Riley muttered under her breath. The Greer family was back at the center of her thoughts. They had the wealth. They had the power. And they had the motives. Revelations in the archive. Back at her desk, Riley sifted through old police records. The original investigation had been superficial, almost negligent. Madeline's disappearance had been dismissed as a runaway case, fueled by the media's portrayal of her as a scandal-prone socialite. But the more Riley dug, the more inconsistencies she found. There was a name buried in the case files: Caleb Drummond. A former chauffeur for the Greer family, Caleb had been dismissed weeks before Madeline disappeared. His testimony at the time had been brief and overlooked, but one sentence stood out in Riley's mind. "She was scared of something, know someone. But she never said who." Riley picked up her phone. It was time to find Caleb Drummond. The witness. Caleb lived in a modest bungalow on the outskirts of the city, a stark contrast to the opulence of his former employers. He answered the door cautiously, his weathered face tightening when Riley introduced herself. "I already told the cops everything back then," Caleb said, stepping back as if to close the door. "Not everything," Riley replied, placing a foot against the frame. "You said Madeline was scared of someone. I need to know who." Caleb hesitated, his eyes darting to the street as if he feared someone might be watching. "Come inside," he said finally. The interior of Caleb's home was sparse but tidy, the kind of place where everything had its purpose. He gestured for Riley to sit before settling across from her. "Madeline was a kind soul," Caleb began, his voice heavy with regret. "But she was trapped in that house, detective. Trapped by her father, her sister, and the lies they told to protect their image." "Lies like what?" Riley asked, leaning forward. Caleb hesitated. "There was an incident, a week before she disappeared. She came to me in tears, begging for a ride to the train station. She said she needed to get out before they stopped her." "Who did she mean by they?" Caleb sighed. "She didn't say. But she left me a note before she ran off. I didn't think much of it at the time, but maybe it's what you're looking for." He stood and disappeared into another room, returning with a yellowed envelope. Riley opened it carefully, her heart pounding as she read the handwritten words. "If anything happens to me, it's not an accident. The truth is in the journal." A cryptic clue. The journal. Riley's pulse quickened. If Madeline had kept a record of her final days, it could unravel everything. "Do you know where the journal is?" she asked Caleb. He shook his head. "She didn't have it with her that day. It was probably still in her room at the estate." Riley thanked Caleb and left, her mind racing. The Greer family had combed through Madeline's belongings after her disappearance. If the journal still existed, it was either hidden or deliberately destroyed. The Greer estate. Riley returned to the Greer estate under the pretense of following up on her earlier questions. Evelyn greeted her at the door, her sharp gaze unyielding. "I wasn't expecting you back so soon, detective," Evelyn said, her tone polite but guarded. "I have a few more questions," Riley said. "And I'd like to take another look at Madeline's room, if that's all right." Evelyn's lips tightened. "Her room hasn't been touched in years. I doubt you'll find anything useful." "I'd still like to see it." Evelyn hesitated but eventually relented, leading Riley up the grand staircase to a room at the end of the hall. The door creaked open, revealing a space frozen in time. The room was immaculate, every piece of furniture perfectly arranged. Riley's eyes scanned the shelves, the dresser, the vanity. There was no sign of a journal. "Take all the time you need," Evelyn said, her tone clipped. "I'll be downstairs." As soon as Evelyn left, Riley began a meticulous search. She checked under the mattress, behind picture frames, inside the closet. Nothing. Then, as she opened the bottom drawer of the vanity, her fingers brushed against something taped to the underside. She pulled it free, a small leather-bound book. The journal. Secrets Unearthed. Riley flipped through the pages, her breath catching as she read Madeline's entries. The writing was frantic, the words tumbling over one another in a desperate plea for someone to understand. "They're watching me. They don't trust me anymore. Evelyn knows what I found, but she's pretending everything is fine. Victor is dangerous, but he's not the only one. Someone else is pulling the strings. Someone closer. If I disappear, don't believe the lies. They'll say I ran away, but it's not true." Riley's hands shook as she closed the journal. Madeline had been surrounded by enemies, some visible, others hidden in plain sight. As Riley descended the stairs, journal in hand, Evelyn's voice called out from the living room. "Find anything interesting, detective?" Evelyn's tone was icy, her eyes narrowing as she spotted the book. Riley tucked it into her bag. "Just following the trail," she said evenly. Evelyn's smile didn't reach her eyes. "Be careful, detective. Trails like this often lead to dangerous places." Riley left the estate, her gut telling her that Evelyn's warning wasn't idle. The deeper she dug, the more dangerous this case would become. And someone didn't want the truth to come to light. Chapter 4. A Web of Deceit. The journal sat on Detective Riley Pierce's desk like a ticking time bomb. Each entry in Madeline Greer's frantic handwriting felt heavier than the last, filled with cryptic clues and half-formed suspicions. It was clear that Madeline had uncovered something far more sinister than a family scandal, something worth killing her to keep hidden. Riley flipped open the journal to one of the final entries. "I overheard him on the phone. He called it the arrangement. I don't know what it means, but I need to find proof. Evelyn knows. She's protecting him. They're both lying." The pronouns were maddeningly vague, but one thing was clear. Evelyn was not the grieving sister she pretended to be. A threatening message. The next morning, Riley's phone buzzed with a text from an unknown number. "Drop the case, detective. Some things are better left buried." Riley stared at the screen, her pulse quickening. She quickly traced the number back to a burner phone, a dead end. Someone was watching her, and they were close enough to know she was getting too close to the truth. Instead of fear, the message only fueled Riley's determination. Whoever sent it had underestimated her resolve. The glove connection. Back at the precinct, Riley met with Dr. Marcus Adler. The evidence from the glove was damning, but now it was time to connect it to a suspect. "I ran a database search for purchases of custom-made leather gloves with gold thread," Adler said, sliding a printout across the table. "It's a short list as expected. But here's the kicker. One of the names is Victor Langston." Riley's stomach tightened. "Victor owned the gloves?" "Yep," Adler confirmed. "And get this, he reported them stolen 2 days before Madeline disappeared." Riley leaned back in her chair, her mind spinning. Was Victor trying to cover his tracks, or was he being set up? Confrontation with Victor. Riley didn't waste time. She found Victor at his usual haunt, the upscale bar in the city. He greeted her with the same smarmy charm as before, but this time Riley wasn't playing games. "Victor, we need to talk," she said, sliding into the seat across from him. Victor raised an eyebrow. "Detective, you're becoming a regular. To what do I owe the pleasure this time?" Riley placed a photo of the glove on the table. "Recognize this?" Victor's smirk faltered. "Looks familiar. It's part of a set you reported stolen right before Madeline disappeared." Victor's fingers tightened around his glass. "You're reaching, detective. I didn't kill her." "Then why were you so quick to distance yourself?" Riley shot back. "You claim the gloves were stolen, but there's no record of a police report. And Madeline's journal says you had an arrangement. Care to explain?" Victor's jaw tightened. "You don't know what you're dealing with. The Greers. What about the Greers?" Riley pressed. Victor leaned in, his voice dropping to a whisper. "Madeline wasn't as innocent as you think. She was playing a dangerous game, poking her nose where it didn't belong. If you want the truth, you'll have to look at her father's business dealings. That's where the bodies are buried. Figuratively and literally. A deadly discovery. That night, Riley pored over records of Richard Greer's business empire. On the surface, it appeared pristine, but a deeper dive revealed shell companies, offshore accounts, and suspicious payments. One company caught her eye, Artemis Holdings. Madeline had written the name several times in her journal, circled in red ink. Riley discovered that Artemis Holdings owned a property on the outskirts of town, a remote warehouse that had been abandoned for years. Adrenaline pumping, Riley grabbed her gun and headed to the location. The warehouse. The warehouse was a crumbling relic of a forgotten era, its broken windows and rusted doors casting eerie shadows in the moonlight. Riley pushed open the door, her flashlight cutting through the darkness. The air was thick with dust and decay. Piles of old paperwork and discarded furniture filled the space, but something drew Riley to a back room. The door creaked open to reveal a chilling sight. A metal table stained with what looked like dried blood. Chains hung from the ceiling and the faint smell of bleach lingered in the air. Her flashlight beam landed on a corner of the room, where a pile of burned fabric caught her eye. She knelt and pulled out a charred piece of leather with golden stitching. The gloves. Riley's stomach churned. This wasn't just a murder. It was a cover-up. Close call. Before Riley could process the discovery, she heard the faint crunch of footsteps outside. She turned off her flashlight and drew her gun, pressing herself against the wall. The footsteps grew louder, accompanied by low voices. "She's here," one voice said. "Get rid of her." Riley's heart pounded as the door creaked open. Two figures entered, their silhouettes barely visible in the dim light. Riley waited until they were fully inside before stepping out of the shadows, gun raised. "Freeze. Police." The men hesitated for a split second before bolting. Riley fired a warning shot, sending them scrambling, but they disappeared into the darkness of the warehouse. The puzzle deepens. Shaken but undeterred, Riley called for backup and secured the scene. The evidence found at the warehouse painted a horrifying picture, but the motives and players were still unclear. Back at the precinct, she stared at the journal, her mind racing. The gloves tied Victor to the crime, but the warehouse hinted at a larger conspiracy involving Richard Greer and his business dealings. Riley was getting closer to the truth, but with every step forward, the danger grew. Someone powerful wanted this case to stay buried. And they were willing to kill again to keep it that way. Chapter 5. Vengeance and Redemption. The morning brought a gray sky, its oppressive weight a reflection of the storm brewing in Detective Riley Pierce's mind. The events of the previous night played on a loop. The warehouse, the blood-stained table, the charred remains of the gloves, and the shadowy figures who had almost ended her life. Sitting in her office, Riley pieced the evidence together, trying to draw a line between the Greer family, Victor Langston, and the mysterious Artemis Holdings. The answers were close, just out of reach. But one thing was clear. Madeline Greer had been murdered to protect secrets that someone still considered worth killing for. The final connection. Riley's breakthrough came in the form of a call from Dr. Marcus Adler. "Pierce," he said, urgency crackling in his voice. "I ran another analysis on the leather glove fragments from the warehouse. You're not going to believe this." "Try me," Riley said, bracing herself. "The leather contains trace amounts of a rare dye compound. It's only produced in one factory in the entire country, Greer Leatherworks, owned by none other than Richard Greer." Riley's grip on the phone tightened. So, the gloves weren't just Victor's. They were made by Madeline's own father? "Bingo," Adler confirmed. "And there's more. The dye matches a batch manufactured the same year Madeline was killed." Riley hung up and stared at her evidence board, the pieces clicking into place. The gloves, the warehouse, and the Greer family were all connected. But the key to understanding why still lay hidden in Madeline's journal. The journal's revelation. Riley flipped through the journal once more, focusing on the entries that mentioned the arrangement. One passage caught her eye. "Evelyn thinks I don't know, but I saw the papers. The payouts, the threats, they've been covering this up for years. It's not just Victor. Father made sure he stayed quiet, but now I have proof." Riley's blood ran cold. Madeline hadn't just stumbled onto a scandal. She had uncovered an entire network of corruption and cover-ups orchestrated by her father. Evelyn had protected their father, silencing anyone who got too close. Madeline had been silenced too. the confrontation. Riley knew she needed to confront Evelyn Greer, but this time she wasn't going in alone. She secured a warrant and arrived at the Greer estate with a team of officers. Evelyn met her at the door, her icy demeanor betraying none of the panic Riley hoped to see. "What's the meaning of this, detective?" Evelyn asked, her tone sharp. "We're here to search the premises," Riley said, holding up the warrant. "We have reason to believe you and your family were involved in the murder of Madeline Greer." Evelyn's eyes flickered, but her expression remained cold. "You're making a mistake." "We'll see," Riley said, pushing past her. As officers combed through the house, Riley zeroed in on Evelyn. "You knew, didn't you? About the arrangement. About your father's business dealings. You helped him cover it all up." Evelyn's lips twitched into a tight smile. "You think you're so clever, don't you, detective? But you don't understand what you're playing with." "I understand enough," Riley shot back. "Madeline found out about the corruption and you killed her to protect your father." Evelyn's composure cracked, her eyes narrowing. She was going to destroy everything. "Do you have any idea what it would have done to us? To him?" "That doesn't justify murder," Riley said, her voice rising. "Madeline was your sister. She was a liability," Evelyn spat. "She thought she was better than the rest of us, but she didn't understand what it meant to protect this family. Everything I did was for us." Riley's heart pounded as she processed Evelyn's words. "You didn't just cover it up, you killed her yourself." Evelyn's silence was damning. "The rest." As officers found more evidence, hidden documents linking Richard Greer to Artemis Holdings and the warehouse, Evelyn's fate was sealed. Riley placed her in handcuffs, the weight of the moment heavy in the air. "You have no idea what you've unleashed," Evelyn said as she was led away. "The Greer name will survive this." "You won't." Riley watched as Evelyn was driven away, the satisfaction of justice tempered by the knowledge that this was only the beginning. Richard Greer's empire would crumble, but it would take years to unravel the full scope of his crimes. Vengeance fulfilled. Back at her desk, Riley closed Madeline's journal and placed it into evidence. The young woman who had fought so hard for the truth had finally been vindicated. But Riley couldn't shake the weight of the case. Evelyn's warning echoed in her mind, a chilling reminder that the fight for justice was never truly over. Madeline Greer had been forgotten by the world, but now her story was known. Riley swore to herself that she would see it through to the end, no matter what it cost her. As she left the precinct, the gray sky broke open, letting sunlight stream through the clouds. It wasn't redemption, but it was a start.